With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Israel is forming a unity government to oversee the war sparked by the weekend Hamas attack. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a leading opposition figure have created a wartime cabinet to oversee the fight against Hamas militants. The new cabinet will consist of Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, a senior opposition figure and former defense minister, and the current defense minister, a statement released by Gantz says. The cabinet will focus only on issues of war. It appeared the rest of Netanyahu's existing government members would remain in place to handle other issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Correspondent Joseph Krauss reports Israeli leaders have promised to exact an unprecedented price from Hamas in response to the weekend assault.
They have said they will not go back to the status quo as they did after four previous wars in which Hamas was bottled up in Gaza but could still pose a threat to Israel. Whether that will be possible to carry out remains to be seen. It's possible that Israel could launch a ground assault into Gaza, but that would bring heavy casualties. It's possible that Israel could reoccupy the Gaza Strip, at least temporarily, and try to uproot Hamas.
In other news, Steve Scalise has been nominated by Republicans for House Speaker. Scalise says he wants to sit down with President Biden to discuss the crisis at the border.
We've got to secure America's border. We've passed legislation to do that. It's time we sit down and have a conversation about how to secure America's border. And it's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. There are Democrat mayors all over the country who've been calling on the president to do this too.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, the other GOP nominee for speaker, moved to support Scalise. On Wall Street, the Dow by 65 points, the NASDAQ rose 96, the S&P 500 index advanced 18 points. This is SRN News. Human rights activists are calling out Turkey.
Alliance Defending Freedom International held a recent panel discussion in Poland that focused on the persecution of Christians in Turkey. ADF spokesman Lydia Reeder says, quote, "The government in Ankara is actively stifling the Christian faith. This is a particularly bitter pill to swallow, given the ancient presence of Christians in the country. Shortly after Christ's resurrection, Christian believers first took the gospel into Turkey." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan are fleeing to neighboring Pakistan. They're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in northwestern Pakistan. The Christians are trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting them. However, it's debatable how safe any Christ follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a daily feature of life. Afghan Christians are hoping to eventually flee the region entirely. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks edged higher in wobbly trading as yields were mixed in the bond market, which has been Wall Street's main driver recently. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell. That was even though a report on wholesale inflation came in hotter than expected. Economists say it may not be enough to force the Federal Reserve to raise its main interest rate again. Oil prices have continued to pull back from their spurt earlier this week. The Dow was up 65 points to close at 33,804. The NASDAQ gained 96 to 13,659. The 500 added 18 points to 4376. New York oil fell $2.48 to $83.49 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.